What's happening, guys? Hello, YouTube. We're coming to you live. Are we not on YouTube?
We're not on YouTube.
Hi, guys. We're on Skype.
We are on
coming
Skype.
Coming to you live right now in your screens. Hatred Theory. Yeah, that's right. You guessed right. I'm the formidable Jack Tilby, your host of Hatred Theory. I'm with my partner in pain, Joe Jones. Obviously not with.
Yeah. No, I just want to get this out now for my introduction. I took a shit the other day, and it was £3.
In value, or
did you sell it?
I don't think anyone buys shit, but.
Dan looks like someone who'd buy someone's shit.
I'd never buy anyone's shit, but there is definitely a subsection of the internet that'll buy anything, so go nuts.
Fair enough.
That's fair. Yeah, well, there's this... I don't know if you've seen it, but there was this video, this couple, and one of them, the female, liked to pretend to be a dog. apparently from when she was like really young. So like, and her boyfriend, who used to like do YouTube videos saying that like, I'll buy your panties for like $100. So he'd buy, he'd go up to girls in the street and he'd buy their pants for £100, for $100. Yeah, and like they're together now. So like when he takes
miracles
her to, like,
do happen.
No, he takes her to the like the dog park and stuff for like walks.
Does she shit in, like in the field?
It didn't specify that on the video that I watched, but it was.
Does he have to get like a really big fucking?
Well,
like,
no, he goes
bag, like a bin bag, fucking. Two hands in there just to get it.
I wonder if it's the same, like if she has like if she swallowed a bit of string.
What, like
you just pull it
like a magician's sleeve, you just like
pull it out. Yeah. Yeah. No, I had to do that for Bella the other day. She ate a bit of grass. And there was a bit of grass hanging out of her rectum.
Yeah.
We are. Oh, just before I move on to what is connected to that, it's nice.
Yeah, don't leave him in suspense, dude.
It's nice to have Dan back.
Oh, hello, Dan.
Talking of things that are attached to rectums.
Yeah. Well, it's either south or north of the rectum, depending on which way you're looking at it.
Which way you pull it,
but.
That's nice but, to be back. I wouldn't like to admit this, but I've missed you.
Oh, have you? Oh, that's nice. He's missed us.
See, we are nice people.
I'm not crying, Joe, you're crying.
I am actually a bit emotional.
See, I
season two, mate. People didn't ask for it, and here it is.
to kick off season two, anyway, I have an idea. On I'm gonna pitch this idea to you both,
mm-hmm.
and you're gonna give me some good feedback.
Okay, so this is something you want to sell?
Possibly, yeah. Yes, okay. Yes. Okay. It's something that I could possibly make money on. Yeah. All
right. Okay.
So the idea that mm-hmm. I'm pushing for,
yeah,
that only I thought of, right? I haven't heard it before. Nobody mm-hmm. else has come up with this idea, and it
why
is
am
a
I...
money-making machine. If
why
used
is my
correctly.
Butthole already clenching?
Right. So my idea is tampons for dogs. So my dog. I've sent an email to Tampax about the idea.
Have you actually?
Yeah, I have. And I haven't received a response.
I'm not surprised, to be honest with you.
Which is surprising to me, because the idea really is the only thing that you've got to make different is the shape of the tampon to fit the dog or bitch, you know, as I'm supposed to refer to them, because you can't put them in boy dogs because they don't bleed.
Yeah, I think you opened up a whole can of worms just putting them in boy dogs.
So this, right. So I've noticed with my dog being on heat, you know, I've had to be a good dog owner and wipe her vagina with a wipe, right?
You because did this otherwise, to your cat though when she wasn't on heat.
Yeah, no, but the cat thing. Look, I'm not going into the cat thing. I didn't know. Neither of us knew what was going on.
I didn't know you could finger a cat.
Well, I didn't finger the cat. You only finger stuff, right? I pleasured the cat. I didn't finger the cat.
Nah, semantics. I think if you're
it was more like
sexually
it was more
arousing
like,
with your fingers and your fingering.
Or like dry rub.
But just can I just get this out there?
We'll get this in there.
You know, like, if you go to another job interview, like a really decent one, they sit you down and they go, oh, so we've done some research on you. Were you the one who came up with tampons for dogs? Yep.
Yeah, that's me.
That's me.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
So,
yeah. You know, one of my crowning moments, really. I
mean, you try and sell it to us then, Jack. Try and sell us the tampons for dogs, mate.
So, this can be sold. This can be sold to mainly rich weirdos, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have way too much money.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we do them as like a specialty sort of thing, and that's the target audience, that's the target consumer that we're aiming at. And then what we can do then is open up a. You ever seen like the Domestos is like 169 and then right next to it is like thick bleach for like 39p? Well, we could do that. If we put the you know, the higher end stuff like the Tampax for dogs, right? We could even do it as you didn't have to insert something into your dog's vagina. We could do it as like a nappy. You know,
you can get dog nappies.
Yeah, I think they do that.
No, but this one's different. It has a little thing that's on it that sticks out the middle, right?
So you want to put a nappy with a dildo in it?
Why do you want to stick things in your animals? You're weird.
I don't want to stick things in the animal. But this is, it's more of a, like, you do it in, like, three sizes and you know it's going to fit all of them.
What's changing size?
It's gonna no. You do like three sizes, little, you know, small or big, and then you just put it in. No, but right. So what it's gonna do? It's gonna save you money in you know, flash power mops. It's gonna save you money.
What?
It's gonna save you money in mops. Any mop.
Yeah.
It's
why are you shoving a mop up your dog's ass, man? I mean, vagina.
You're not shoving a mop up there. You're mopping the floor after it's bled everywhere.
Boys.
You're gonna save money on floor cleaning products, which is the same thing, but different. You're gonna save, look. Doesn't matter, right? You're going to have a cheap option and you're going to have the expensive option. Both will be presumably from different companies, but it'll be from the same company. So it's like a...
Okay, so...
Yeah. Oh, and cheaper... Yeah, but we already have the tampon making facilities. Like the tampon factories, I think. All right? I'm sure there's a factory dedicated to tampon in general. So
probably.
What we're going to do is we're going to just use them to make the dog ones.
So how much are you thinking of selling these for?
I don't know. Like £5 a bag. You can also get it in different colours.
Is this like hosiery for women?
Like the rasta coloured string.
Oh, for
comes out the back if you want more of a like a hip dog.
I thought you meant like you could match the skin tone like ladies' tights, but no. You want to accessorize your dog's tampons.
Do you want to jazzle it?
I mean, like, nobody wants to look at that swollen sausage roll, right? Nobody wants to look at that. So, do you know what it does look like? It looks like you're holding one of them, you know, them toys that used to just fall out your hand that felt like a dick. Remember those?
Your uncle Dick. I don't think it's a toy, mate.
That's what it looks like.
The slippery little suckers, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, so, that's what her fanny looked like.
I had to delete a load of... people.
What's wrong with looking at it? I didn't get hard or anything looking at my dog.
You were asking that, fucking hell. Season 2 cancelled already, boys.
No. So, no, but I genuinely think, genuinely think that it could be sold, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If they already do nappies for dogs, why haven't I got any? And I'm presuming that they are mostly aimed at dogs who are being potty trained, not aimed at dogs with fucking shark month.
So, what little consumer testing we've been able to do so far has been the chat. And do excuse me for the pronunciation of this username, but Ems the Horseless. I assume it's not that, but that's how we're going. It says, hello, found you on TikTok. Tampons, the fuck, for dogs. So, maybe...
Yeah, no, look, see, now that, any press is good press.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think, do you know what's mental about people that find us off TikTok? They've probably found videos of us coming up with songs for fuckboys, and now they've joined the Twitch thinking, oh, yeah, I want to see what these guys are like live. And then they've joined, and there's a bloke sat there talking about his dog's vagina and putting a tampon up there.
No, I'm talking theoretically putting a tampon up there.
Okay. So, Dan.
Hello.
Just, you know, do you think this is a good idea? Do you think, like, what's the name of the product, Jack? What's the name of it?
No More Blood.
No. That sounds like a social commentary. No More Blood.
No More Blood.
You could call it We're Jamming.
We jam out. Pat on the back for me, by the way. I pronounced that name right.
Fuck oh, yes. Nice.
No, but...
what about Count Dripula?
I want to soak your blood.
Oh, that's fucking gross. Yeah.
Sorry. I wanted to be a part of it. I just didn't. You guys had cool names. I didn't have one. So I just thought, fuck it. I'm just going to come up with it.
Yeah. No. No, I think I was going to like call it like Absorber Dog or something.
That's actually quite catchy though.
Like, I mean, Absorber Dog.
I think you might have something.
You go into the shop, right? You're looking for tampons for dogs. And then you look at Absorber Dog. And you're like, wow, I found tampons for dogs. Like, dog's if that bleeding, doesn't...
And
if
you don't have a muff, head on down and get some eyes over dog.
Yeah. Rob's suggesting Fun Sponge could be a product title.
Fun Sponge.
Yeah, no. But, like, no, I was thinking about the jamming one for... We're jamming for, like, the Rasta one. So you could just, like...
And then
put a picture of Bob Marley on it, saying "World Peace."
Yeah, so I don't think the Marley family will sue you for that at all.
No.
Why would they? We're promoting healthier lifestyles for animals.
Would you have our logo on the package, like just a black package with like a Hatred Theory, like Absorber Dog brackets?
We're jamming.
Tampons for dogs. We're jamming.
Brackets. Parentheses, we're jamming. Parentheses, yeah. Bob Marley face.
Yeah. Look. Oh, gross. Look, when I came up with this idea,
you were high as fuck.
As well as a few other ideas that I'm working on pitching to you.
Stop.
What? What's chat saying?
Market research has told us that. You'd have to insert them and pull the wet bloody tampon out yourself. Exactly.
Yeah.
And Jack's the only guy that's okay with this.
Yeah, Jack would do it with his teeth.
Does it come with gloves? No.
No gloves.
We could probably throw like a pair of gloves in for like an extra.
Charge more for gloves.
We've got to think about the environment. You don't want them gloves getting into the sea and like a turtle having to wear a glove on its head.
Paper gloves then.
Paper gloves. just to really soak up that blood.
Yeah, just make sure it's all good.
No, but what I was thinking of was putting like maybe a lolly in the middle of it. So like after you're done with it, no wastage, and you can just eat it.
You're fucking disgusting, mate.
No, that last bit was a joke, but tampons for dogs is the real thing. All right. And now, as soon as Tampax gets back to me via email.
Right.
You know. We'll see what happens. We'll see who thinks it's a good idea then.
Because I
genuinely was like thinking, if not for COVID, I'd take this in Shark Tank. Or what's it called in the UK?
Dragon's Den.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we try and get it on Shark Tank or Dragon's Den or whatever the fuck it is? Like, for the joke, mate, I'd 100% suit up and go on that show with you.
Mate. Yes. And what's this about a joke?
I mean, you need to make a prototype, mate.
Do I have to test it?
Not on your dog.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
You leave your dog alone.
No, I can do that. right, so...
Fuck me, this is fucking weird.
That's my pitch on tampons for dogs.
Rob just wants to know a little bit more information if we thought about product diversity at all.
Making black tampons?
So are we limiting this to dogs only, or would you consider plugging...
I think it's
pronounced cloacy, which I think is like the whole of an invertebrate. I think that's birds, reptiles, amphibians, and fishes. That's how they reproduce. Do they bleed though, Rob? If you're still in the chat, do they bleed?
Can we make some for giraffes?
No, see, look. The reason I chose dogs is because their fannies are shallow. All right?
Wait.
How do you know this?
Just think about what you're saying, mate.
I can explain how I know.
Right. Don't get us banned off Twitch.
Just the first
episode of season two, okay? Think about what you're going to say. Now explain to us how the fuck you know that.
Right. Just by looking... at a male dog's penis and about, you know, how far it comes out and that. And, you know, like you watch the stuff on TV. You know,
sorry, can I interrupt you? Just do you go into the street and just kind of like get a notepad, and when a dog walks past, you see the schlong, you're like, yes, yeah.
No. I'm just very observant. I'm an observant.
Dog's dicks?
No, you can't tell me. You can't look at me straight in the face and tell me that you've never looked at a dog's dick and thought,
huh. I can tell you that I haven't gone out of my way to look at a dog's dick.
Yeah, but you've seen them one.
Obviously, when they want a belly rub me.
Well, there you go. You've seen a dog's penis.
But you're not saying that. You're
no,
saying
no, no. And they're like that. So, like, you think about it, right? Uh-huh. That's a good investment, because we could just cut tampons in half.
Used. I think Emps has summed you up anyway. I'm sorry for abbreviating your name, but she or he, I don't know, has said, fuck that, is he okay?
They. Yeah,
as in, no. Is Jack okay?
Yeah, is Jack okay?
No.
Jack's had a lot of time to think.
No. So, like, yeah, I've had a lot of time to think.
He shagged bear dogs.
No, I haven't shagged any dog.
That's season two. I've already got my contender for viewer contribution of the season already. Look, I feel like it needs to be said in a Scottish accent. Like, you shagged bear dogs.
Right, look, I can neither confirm nor deny.
Just deny it, mate. I'm
not denying anything. It's false anyway. It's fake news. It's fake news.
China.
No, China. Look, right. I was even thinking about bringing out a brand of doggy douches as well. So, Daniel, where are you going?
Dan's had enough.
Man. I need
Daniel,
it.
it's just us. Daniel. Go on, explain the doggy douches, mate.
Okay. So the doggy douches, right?
Yeah.
Are just like normal douches, but you use them on your dog. So like you know it's like a little like a pump thing, and you just like basically like squirt water into the bum hole, and then you let it go, and then it'll pull it back in, and then your dog has a clean rectum.
That could be useful, actually. I'm not gonna lie. Like cleaning a dog's butthole.
Why would you want to wash your dog's fanny? Well, my dog. See, now that's an interesting question, Twitch user that I'm unfamiliar with.
Right.
The reason you'd want to do it is because my dog is too much of a beast to lick her own fanny. She's too big.
Sean's steroids. She can't.
She can't get round there. So I have to put her. I have to put her in the bath, and I have to wash down there. Otherwise, it gets really dirty. You just have to. I'm probably not the best person to be doing it, but I do it anyway.
You wandering hand.
No. You have to. You know. You just have to cup it,
Emma,
and just splosh some water in there. It's fine. She likes it, so it's fine. Anyway, moving on. Abby supervises, by the way. So, you know, I don't do that.
I feel like you need supervision in life.
Did you say supervises? I think she's like Bella's chaperone.
Yeah. it's more like Bella's like carer to make sure that the guy cleaning her doesn't feel her up.
That's what chaperone means, mate.
Good. He's just brushing past that one.
Right. Yeah, I'm going past that. No, but anyway, that's my pitch for doggy douches. See, do you slip a finger in? See, now you're getting like you're wanting me to do it, which makes me feel like
pressured. You
know, well, no, everything that I'm doing is in jest, and it's a character. All right. But what you're doing is you're being real, and you're wanting me to have sex with my dog.
Yeah, I mean, Emma, how'd you feel about that, Emma? Unless she wants to know where we all are, I think she might want to come and watch you fuck your dog, Jack.
Exactly. See, now this is the thing that I was saying the other, you know, when I was talking about, look, don't go anywhere, Joe, right? Look, this is what I was doing when I was talking about the, the whole fiasco on one of the previous shows that I will not go into now because I'm pretty sure you'll get banned off Twitch for saying about it. But I did get very heated trying to explain myself and things like that. But like, people are interested in anything. All right. Have you seen the alien dildos that plop an egg into you?
Joe, come back.
Did Joe hear that?
I put some socks on.
Have you seen that? Yeah. I put that Amazon box in the bin. What's wrong with you?
He lives like a fucking hobo, man.
No, Joe.
Who I do?
Yeah.
I do, yeah. I need new everything.
You need to get your act together before Leanne moves in.
I need to walk, get my green.
Get your fucking act together, mate.
Well, I'll tell you this now. So I need a haircut. I need to like trim a beard. I need new clothes, a new personality. Just everything. I need to be a different person, really.
Altogether, yeah.
Hey, I don't look like a hobo. I didn't look that bad, do I?
No, you look good. You look sprightly. Anyway.
Why do I feel like you're lying to me?
Because I am.
Fuck.
No, but so if you tune in next week, right, I'm going to be talking about how child slavery could be a good thing to bring back. So that's
spoken like a true parent, that is, Jack.
No, but I mean, they get, it's not child slavery completely, but like they'll get paid. So like it'll sort out the whole, you know, like the bad kids problem. Because like if you have bad kids and they're going to grow up to be like, you know, offended by what you're wearing. Like instead of that, they get put into a house where, you know, they have to clean the house for the people who own it, and the people who own it pay them, you know, something. They feed them, they have a roof over their heads, but they're not allowed to leave, and if they do, they die.
Adoption. Adoption. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but okay. Like but stricter and better. And more like prison.
Oh. Yeah.
But cause... on the upside, you'd use pretty much the same system as we're doing now. We'd just be
pretty much the same thing.
But we'd be more harsh on the kids anyway. I need to fine tune that idea and look into
I'd have a bit of a think about that one and just think to yourself, is that a good idea to post all over the internet?
Look, there are weirder things on the internet. All right. Not just things that I've said, things that other people have said too.
Listen, Jack, what I'm saying is there are 16,000 people that follow you and look up to you for wisdom.
No, they don't.
Oh, fuck, no, they probably do
don't.
They?
No, they don't.
Maybe something you can like work on between now and pitching that idea to us next week is Emma said she agrees with you as a mother of two that putting the kids to work, but then I think you went a little bit too far with the death bit and she weren't keen on that.
Yeah, no, that's probably a bit too far.
Oh, wait, no death. All right, well, I mean, you know, it's hypothetical and stuff, but whatever.
Rob said, I can't wait until this proposal has had a week's consideration. And interestingly, Abby and Leanne are gagging up on Joe.
Are they? Oh, please do tell.
You need bloody curtains, to which Leanne replied, agreed.
There's nothing wrong with my curtains, man. They stay up. They're not held together with duct
tape. Spin it around. Anymore, come so. On. Show the people.
Well, no, because there's still duct tape on the wall.
No, but... show the people your curtain set up.
You what, sorry?
Show the people your curtain set up. We've set up... people can donate now via PayPal, so hopefully this is what we need, the sob story.
So I'm going to get a bit closer. So I'm very, very poor, and I need curtain poles.
You're not poor, you just don't spend money.
Shut the fuck up. I need a PS5, mate.
I hope you choke on that. Come on, show us your tits, your curtains. Show us your curtains.
You want me to show you my curtains? I'll show you my fucking curtains, mate. Right. Okay, so here we go. Okay.
Before, so, like, I'll show picture. You the good one. Abby lives around the corner from Joe, and she said, "Well, every time I walk past your house, I cringe so bad."
You're such an arsehole.
Every time Leanne I see your, every time I see your face, I die a little inside.
Leanne said, "You're not even poor."
Shut up, Leanne. What the fuck are you doing?
Well, then, yeah, fuck it. What are you doing?
Right, listen, okay.
Oh shit! He sees something funny.
This is one. Look, no duct tape.
See? Yeah. Also, half a curtain.
No, it's not half a curtain. It's a full curtain.
It's just this way, Joe. You've designed it in a way that it lets the sunlight in gradually.
Yeah. And like when on weekends when I sleep in, it lets all the energy hit me, you know, and I wake up a bit better. But like, yeah, it's held together with rope.
I feel like such a posh cunt with my roller blown behind me.
Yeah, I got the duct tape's gone, mate. The duct tape's gone. Rob, I'm a bigger, better person now.
Rob's given you a new nickname.
What's that?
You know, lost his razor, Ramon.
Wait, does my beard look that bad too? I haven't trimmed it in a while. Why is everyone shitting on me today? Fuck you, Abby.
I love how I try putting things up dogs' vaginas and Joe gets shit on.
And I'm the one getting shit on. Literally, my whole life.
Look, people, I'm just too lovable, I think, is the problem.
Mate, you're a twat.
Yeah, I know.
You're a full-blown twat. I'm pretty much the fucking nice guy, and I still get shit on. Yeah, fuck you.
You know what? You're too nice.
Chicken, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah, so nice that you're a cunt.
Thanks. Oh, well, I don't think we're allowed to say that on Twitch.
No, you are.
What, the C word? Oh, you are. Yeah.
You are. You're just,
okay.
People right, get then. Banned for commenting it. Emma, do us a favour. Just drop cunt in the chat.
So yeah.
No, they can do that. No, we won't get
giving you comedy goals.
I don't think we're big enough for the chat to be getting moderated quite so hard.
I mean, what? How?
The one? Yeah. Yeah.
We do have a moderator. I have the moderator bot working, so it might tell Emma off if she swears.
Oh, well. No, because it just comes up as bleeped, doesn't it?
But I did have to delete. We had four comments at the top of the show from GD Thomas 0981, E Erling 9915, BC Teclado 19, and FQBVB 123216, who all offered us links to buy followers. So.
Sick.
You know you're shit when you're getting those.
Might need that.
Thank you, but Joe doesn't like spending money. I don't have any money. And Dan is not interested. So.
Nah.
Emma says she streams herself, so she knows what words get you banned. And she says it's different ones.
Hang on. Just going back to... It's not like I don't like spending money. I just spend my money on food.
No, but it's rattled. Healthier food. It's pretty good. It's good food. I'm all right.
I mean, I haven't done too bad. At the weekend, I'm not going to lie.
there's a chocolate bar in there somewhere.
The weekend's been a bit of a fucking downer, you know, because I just thought, fuck it, I'm going to eat whatever.
Like,
but,
you know, dude, you're one of those people, who you'd see in a street eating a Snickers bar, and you'd say, what's that? And you'd be like, power bar.
I did actually buy the Mars bar protein bars once. Fucking, it tastes like shit. I literally feel like I'm eating cardboard.
I was literally going to get one of them.
Don't do it, mate. They say 40% less sugar, it's 40% less happiness. So.
Yeah, but see, now you're 40% less weight, and it's like 40% plus happiness. Isn't it?
No, I'm fucking miserable, mate.
Don't be like that.
What is my life?
We're on the way out. We're on the way out of this show. We're gonna get to see each other again in potentially new surroundings.
Yeah. And we've got some sick fucking games coming where I get to electrocute the fuck out of these two.
No, yeah. I do the electrocuting. You're the prick. You're
the
prick.
He does the electrocuting of us two. Yeah. So we're getting electrocuted.
Spoke
to Calm Down Connor as well, and he's down for coming down on the show when we get studio.
Nice.
He's in. Speaking of, I think we should probably head over to Listener Hates him, all right?
Yeah.
Go on then, Jackie. Yeah. Sing the song, buddy.
All right, okay. That was the best one I've done so far.
Fucking beautiful that was, man. Fucking proud.
You know what? Joe, I've got, like, if you could see, I've got goosebumps.
Dude, my...
All over my body.
I almost shit my pants because it was that good. Like,
I know, like, I hit a note that, like, is only reached by, like, monks in the Himalayas.
And they can reach... They reach the bowels.
They reach a note that can, like, that can reverberate the bowels.
Yeah.
And make your butthole loose.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with like meditational shitting,
anxiety. I get it.
You know, yeah.
So
it helps with the...
before we get onto the listen hates, we've got a crossed wire between our two chats. So
it about me?
As everyone, no, it's not about you. So everyone knows.
Thank fuck.
We simulcast via Twitch and Facebook at the same time.
Yes.
And Emma, who streams herself on Twitch. Rob's querying if does stream herself mean something rude? If so, I stream myself on the reg. Rob, I don't think it does.
I fucking love Rob, man.
Yeah, so he's big over on that chat, but what if he comes over to this chat where she actually is? I mean,
Billy Big Bollocks wouldn't know how to set up a Twitch account, so I don't think he'd be entertaining that. He hasn't even got an Instagram. He's like male model, but doesn't have an Instagram. What's that all about?
Rob's a male model.
Is it just the face?
It's just the face, yeah.
Is it just the face? Oh, thank yes. God for that.
Unless
he's on one of those like new age things where it's like, you know, it's okay to be fat. You know, like boohoo.com, but for men. I can see Dan doing one of those.
We're on about Rob, you dumb cunt.
What's that? Sorry?
I said we're on about Rob.
Yeah. Isn't Rob fat?
Hey, you've got a dad's bod, I'd say.
Like that's what I mean. Like the girls on like Boohoo are like fat but not fat. So like he's fat but not fat.
You know Rob. Can we get him to be the face of what was the tampon product? Absorber pup.
Absorber pup.
Absorber dog.
Yeah, we're jamming.
Yeah, we'll get Rob to do the whole like he's got it like in his hand and he goes, "Wow, we're jamming." Wink.
Yeah, you know? And then it can show him like the after taking it out and then putting it in the bin,
and then he's just like, "Wow, that easy!" And then like launches it, but it's like,
and then skills. It misses the bin and just like splats all over the wall, and then he
cries. But that's where it doesn't splat. We make the thing so it doesn't
unsplattable.
I like how you're on board with.
We're in R&D here. I like it.
Yeah. Speaking of, I don't think we actually got any. We did. Listener hates because did we?
We did, and while I'm looking it up, chat, if anything's pissed you off this week, then...
probably the stream, to be honest. If you want to say it's the stream, I get it.
Let us know, and we will discuss it.
I mean, if it's the child slavery stuff, I can take the death out of it. All right? But, like, it's going to be good for them, and all in all, good for the country. I mean, it's going to help the economy, I bet, probably. It's going to, you know, and I reckon we should make, like, bigger prisons for children.
Jack, here's a serious question. Do you reckon you could fight a bear?
I mean, no, the question is, do you think a bear could fight me?
No.
So, no, exactly.
No.
That bear's fucked, mate.
That bear's fucked, mate.
Like you watch that? Did you watch that pussy get beaten up on The Revenant? Right,
you got beaten up on The Revenant.
No, that dickhead got beaten up. Nah. Yeah. Jack's a pussy. Yeah. No.
Sorry. Now,
yeah, he gets straight, you know, sparked out by that bear. Whereas I'd be like, you know,
fucking come at me, mate.
Let's talk about this. Tampons for bears. Let's go. Are you fed up with your monthly, you know, bear blood? And then I'm like, well, all right, then let's sort it out.
Yeah, are albino bears just polar bears?
It's happened. Emma's jumped from the Twitch to the Facebook to call Rob out.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, OnlyFans. Yeah, nice.
Do you know what I've been saying for ages? I can't put this on the stream because I'll get my ass kicked. I can't.
You can.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about doing.
Yeah, whatever he's about to say is a joke.
It wasn't a joke. I was deadly serious. I told Leanne to sell her feet on OnlyFans.
Hey, there's a market for it.
There's a market for it, mate. I say, can you imagine? Look, I get to quit my job, be a professional photographer. You know,
that is not what you want to be.
I'll be a professional photographer.
Yeah.
I found the list of hate anyway to bring this back.
No, seriously, there are people that like get like 5k out of one fucking. It's fucking weird, mate.
The internet.
I really want.
It's mad.
I really want to try and do an OnlyFans like for some.
You.
Oh yeah. Why not?
Emma wants Joe to do an OnlyFans.
Yeah, but like, you only ever see his face.
What's wrong with my body, man? I've worked hard.
No, I'm not body shaming you.
I'm not.
You're lucky, you know, you've got a girl that accepts your body for what it is.
You're lucky you've got your eyes.
you know, like, it, you know, it's okay. You know, people, thanks. You know, people without the body need face. All right. And the people without the face need the body. And then, you know, appreciate when you're the whole package, like moi.
There's one thing you lack, though.
What?
Personality.
Amen, brother. I have personality in the bucket loads. I mean, Abby, it's probably personality the wrong personality like? For a lot of people, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. luckily I have someone who, you know, is too afraid to live alone. So
Isabella?
And a so bloody they, pussy. So
they've settled with me.
They've settled a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, they've settled with me. You know, because, like, you know, every now and again...
Dan, I've got, hit dickhead of the week. Hit dickhead of the week before we get himself into a bigger hole.
No, no, I found the listener hate.
Scrap it, listener hate. So
here
you go.
Seeing that hatred theory starting back up again from Sam Owen.
Do you know what else is really funny? Sam. That this podcast is doing 10 times better than your wrestling career, mate.
And, just... And like to take it away from that as well, like I hate people. I hate people with like two first names as their whole name. So Sam Owen, it's not really a name, is it? It's just two first names. So let's move on.
Is that the only one?
Just Abby's replied to my question about Jack's personality, and she said he's got five of them.
That's a good fucking joke. I like that. I do like that.
Only because it's directed at me.
I think no.
This might also be a hate. Go on, mate.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say I do give Abby props. Like when she has comebacks, like she's fucking quick on the dot. Like fair play to her. Fair play to her.
I do have.
I think
I'd say I have like three maximum.
Antoine is definitely one of them.
I think Abby might have another listener hate. I'm taking it as that anyway. She said he spends 4 days with our two kids, and now he's talking about killing them.
I wasn't talking about killing the kids.
Just if they get step out of line.
Just Eric.
Just enslaving them. Just a little bit of slavery. Just a tiny bit.
In a way, you can think about it. As, you can think about it as pocket money.
Exactly. It's the way they earn their keep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's fair.
So, you know, get them on their hands and knees, scrubbing the floor, even when it doesn't need to be scrubbed. They can scrub it. Because nobody has invented tampons
dick of the week.
For dogs.
Dick of the week.
And am I
hit
am
dick
I right?
of the week. Hit dick of the week.
Am
doing
I right?
It. I'm hit doing it. It. I'm doing it.
Yeah, do it now, quick. Before we get fucking cancel. Dick of the week. Yeah. Dick of the week.
Dan, are we waiting on you?
I've got dickhead of the week.
Okay.
We were waiting on the music to finish, but well done. You look really professional, boys. Well done.
Thanks. Thanks. I will send you one of these, my friend.
The best bit about that's just come up on stream. Thank you.
Awesome.
So what's the dickhead of the week?
I've got a dickhead of the week.
Is it your brother? Because he's a fat fucking bumhole.
It's a dickhead from a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, he was, yeah.
So, oh, Jesus, he's found a feature.
Stop.
So, obviously, I've been absent from the podcast for shit reasons, and I don't want to go into it, but at the start of those shit reasons, we had a bit of road rage outside our house.
Right, okay.
And this guy's dickhead of the week, because he let his missus fight his battle initially, then came and chirped at me at the end of my driveway, and then as I told him, fucking try me, pal. He told me to suck my mom and sped off. I don't even know what that means. I'm 31 tomorrow. I don't know what that means.
Suck your mom. That's an old one, that is. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Suck your mom.
Yeah, suck your mom, yeah.
Wow, what a wanker.
But he was driving a Land Rover, like, Freelander, like someone in their fucking late 50s.
So basically, he's someone who can't drive.
And he told me to suck my mom and then sped off and look coward rather than fight me like a man.
What was the road rage for? Was there anything
apparently
in particular?
Apparently I pulled out on him, and then he dropped his little skit of a girlfriend off two doors down from me.
I know someone who should have pulled out. His fucking dad, do you know what I mean?
He should have pulled out and sucked his mum.
Fist bump on that one. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I don't know where my camera is. Thanks, Emma, for picking up on that, because these pricks didn't. It is my birthday tomorrow.
I was about to say it, if you let me finish.
Okay.
Nice.
God.
Yeah. You just pretend.
Wait, Aon, Dan, in all fairness, we knew it was your birthday. We were just waiting for the right moment. Me and Jack have prepared something for you. If you want to can you take your headphones off for a second?
You're gonna have to give me a visual cue.
Yeah,
when
we'll
to
give
come
you a visual
on.
To come back on. Yeah. No worries. Yeah. Jack, mate. We need to. Do you want to sing him a song? Yeah.
Not really.
Just do it, mate. It's his birthday, innit? Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Cool. Right. Dan, mate, come back, mate. Come on. There you go. So we've been working really hard on this.
We're trying to. We've donated a lot of money to gonorrhea of the eye, which is why.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken a lot. It's taken a lot of our friends away from us, especially in the past year. Gonorrhea,
or
Iria, as it's also known. But that is the only reason I'm going to sing this song for you.
Yeah. We've been working really hard on this. Jack, take it away.
Okay. Happy birthday to Dan. Happy birthday to Dan. Happy birthday, dear Daniel. Happy birthday to
Thanks, mate.
It's all right. We've been working really hard on that.
What were you doing though, Jeff?
Right. I've been He was doing the bass, like a shit hype man. The bass line and the hype. He wrote it as well.
Yeah, I did. I was like, if you didn't hear me, I was going like, "Yo, happy birthday, man."
Yeah. It's just really underseated. It's like an under. It's an underset tone.
Happy birthday, dog.
Richard Pugh has chimed in on the dickhead of the week guy. I assume so, but it came through while you were singing about my birthday. But he said, sounds like guy's birth certificate should have been an apology letter from the condom factory. Which, given the timing that comment come through while you were talking about my birthday, I don't know.
Have you ever, thanks to everyone for watching us and everything and joining us for the opening of season two and welcoming Dan back with us. But
shit's gonna get real.
There's just one question before we sign off and say goodbye to all you lovely people. Richard Pugh, have you ever thought about your name and that it's Dick Pugh?
See you next week, Richard. Hopefully.
Like Dick Pugh.
Phase out.
Is that Dick P-U?
Phase out.
You know, like a smelly dick?
Well, phase out.
Or like Dick on a pew, like a pedestal. Like Dick
Thanks
pew.
For watching, bye.
Dick on a pew, maybe.
See you later.
Pew on a dick. You can't get pews on a dick, but...
Yeah, no. See you later. Yeah, Dan, hit us out. Just wave and smile.